Bonjour et merci de voler des lins rien de Bill Hendry.
And now, Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, FM. To call, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. Do you know where you are? 1-800-449-8686. It's 9:06. Do you know where your kids are? 1-800-449-8686. If you live underground, if you're a hermaphrodite, if you're diabetic, if you own a late model Lincoln, if you're a redhead, if you enjoy sushi, if you're an American, if you're contemplating suicide, if you're suffering from sinusitis, if you're thin, if you're old, if you're with child, if you shoot pool, if your name is Steve Miserac, if you like me, if you like my voice, if the sound of the enormous, huge Liberty Bell-sized balls that I have to create a voice like this turns you on, liberates and lubricates you, dial 1-800-449-BOO-RAH.
And good evening, and welcome. What a night we have in store for you. We are going to be talking to General Johnson Jameson from his Foundation's World Headquarters in Sherman Oaks, the Brigadier General Johnson Jameson World Headquarters Building. And tonight we will deal with the paranormal. Really want you to get in on this. You're going to enjoy this immensely. We have some things and some sounds, and we are going to perform something live on the air tonight that I think you're going to find very interesting. And so I really said, get it. First, friends, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, how many times have you said to yourself, boy, I sure wish I could drink my own urine? Well, now it's possible. Thanks to Peenemann Enterprises, you can. Introducing our new urine to lemons. Get it? Urine to lemons. That's right. Change your urine to lemonade. Just pee right into the urine processor, add sweetener, and maybe a little sweet and low, and in a matter of seconds, you have delicious lemonade-flavored urine. How this will come in handy during the Y2 Okay, I can't even begin to stress. You like something cold to drink? You can drink your own piss with the new You're Into Lemons. You're in a lemonade here from Peenemann Enterprises. Now, for the first time in your life, a long-time obsession. I know that, of course, in my home, we have long asked ourselves, boy, I wish I could just get right into that bowl and start drinking. Well, now you can with the new You're Into Lemons from Peenemann Enterprises. You. Don't forget to check out our website, www.openupanddrink.com. And General Johnson Jameson is on the line. He is in his bunker complex at the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Headquarters in Sherman Oaks. General Johnson Jameson, so very, very good to have you on the program.
Thank you very much, Jack.
So, something has happened out where you live, and it is bordering, unlike so much of what we talk about with you, this is bordering on the paranormal, isn't that right?
Yes, it's. Let me explain what's happened out here, because I'm still shaking. I'm still shaking from what has happened. I was in the kitchen using my new Peenemann Enterprises urine to lemons lemonade maker. I had just gotten done taking a good, healthy leak into the lemonade maker. And I decided, well, you know what? I just had dinner. I better go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and at that time, not only was it, and I don't want to be indelicate.
Please, we need all the information.
Right. Well, I did have a bowel movement as well. Now, I left the bathroom and came back to the Peenemann Enterprises Urine to Lemons lemonade maker, took a nice healthy sip, and I was on my way back to the living quarters here in the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Intergalactic Headquarter building here on Ventura Boulevard. You follow?
Yeah, I'm following you. And I want everyone to go to the website. You can see a picture of General Jameson right now drinking his own urine. That would be on...
Yeah, that's on SATCOM 4, Dish 5, Sector 3, Satellite 12, Intergalactic 4.
All right, if you can see the streaming video, if you'll pardon the pun, the streaming video.
Ah, Christ, I love you so deeply.
All right, so let's continue. So you're walking back to your private headquarters, to the private residence?
Yes, I'm walking by the private residence. And suddenly, as I walk by the bathroom, I take a deep breath, and oh, man.
What was it that you experienced?
I will tell you right now, Art, there was a stench flowing out of that bathroom. It was unmistakably otherworldly. There is no other way to put it. The stink that came out of that bathroom was not of this earth. And I realized, due to my work with the United States government, not only with the covert, with the company, as well as the Defense Intelligence Agency, but as you know, I worked for 20 years with Naval Intelligence, and I had used the laboratory there. I had never smelled anything like this. I realize now, and this is within the last 2 hours.
Can we mark our watches? So you went into that bathroom and had a bowel movement at what time?
That would have been 2 hours ago Pacific time, making it 7:12 Pacific time.
7:12 Pacific time, that would have been 10:12 Eastern time, and that would have been 9:12.
Yeah, 9:12, 7:12, 8:12 time, right.
Okay. You then walk by, and...
I walk by at approximately 7:45, and the stink coming out of that... I'm still shaking. The stink coming out of that bathroom was it was just wild. So I got on the phone with a friend of mine, Bud Creeley, who has done a lot of work. And here's what we found out.
All right, here this is the interesting part. I want everyone to listen to this.
We believe now that there is something paranormal living in the lower reaches of my colon.
Unbelievable, General James. I mean, I have known you for some 20 years, and this has got to have you... It's got to have you scared.
I'm scared, but I'm exhilarated, because this is the closest I've ever come to actual possession. Now, while I am not completely possessed, I think it's safe to say now, Art, that my ass is possessed and my lower colon.
Your ass is fully possessed?
Absolutely, yes. And what I thought I would do, and I'm keeping, I'm very...
How are you doing? How's your blood pressure? Are you all right? This is a shocking development.
No, I'm fine. I'm going to be all right. I've kept the demon in the lower colon. The demon is in my ass now, but I will not allow it to obviously to enter. I have...
Has the demon spoken to you?
No, but obviously, I got to open a window in here because it's...
So it's speaking in that manner?
That's absolutely correct. The demon in my ass is not friendly. I want to make that clear to all listening, including Bud Creeley over at DIA. It has made itself known.
All right. What we are going to do is take a break. And
Would you do me a very big, big favor, please, Art?
What would you like?
Please don't go into your break playing a Thelma Houston record. Ah, God damn.
This is the CDC.
All right, what is... Shoot.
And when we come back, we will hear more from General Johnson Jameson about the fact that his ass is demonically possessed. And we'll find out what he's going to do about it.
I'll tell you one thing, this music, it'll make me let the demon out.
This is...
Yeah, I know, the CD, whatever.
Coast to Coast, overnight, AM, PM, Mini Mart. On the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8688. We'll be right back.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, coast to coast, overnight AM, PM. To call Art Bell, call...
All right, I've got it. Just,
Well, I mean, don't you want me to...
No, I really would rather you not. Good evening and welcome to Coast Overnight AM PM Mini Mark. And we have General Johnson Jameson on the line, and we're going to return to him. And something incredible is about to happen this evening. General Jameson, you heard him. His lower colon is possessed by a demon. He, earlier this evening, had spent a fair amount of time in his bathroom. He walked by the bathroom. The stench was unmistakably otherworldly. He believes his ass is possessed, and we are going to be talking with him about that very, very shortly. But first, friends, from Peenemann Enterprises, how many times has this happened to you? You've drunk a 12-pack of beer, and now you're ready to puke, but you're not ready to leave the party. Introducing the new Peenemann Enterprises Puke 2000. Feel free to blow chunk right through the strainer into the handy fluted beer glass, and voila, you're the life of the party all over again. Perfect for New Year's Eve, perfect for Y2K. Remember, Peenemann Enterprises, the new Puke 2000, and I can't tell you how handy this will be for me this coming New Year's Eve. Just having the peace of mind of knowing that when I go down into the bunker complex after Y2K and urban rioting ensues, I'll be able to vomit right into a strainer and drink my beer. Not once, not twice, but three, four times. The new Puke 2000, you from Peenemann Enterprises. And let's get back on the line. We have General Johnson Jameson from the General Johnson Jameson Worldwide Headquarters in his apartment in Sherman Oaks. General Jameson?
I'm right here.
Tell us what is going to happen. We can watch this in streaming video.
On the website, as I told you earlier this evening, I had gone, had two fish tacos, went to Eliminate, and wow, it wasn't too good. I tried to light a box of matches in there, and...
No effect?
Absolutely no effect at all. That's why I thought, okay, all right, let's calm down. Let's try to calm down here. You went to the bathroom. It stinks to high heaven. You lit a whole box of matches. No noticeable effect. Your colon is possessed by a demon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what are we going to be hearing and experiencing here, General Jameson, here in the next few minutes?
I'm sorry, say this again.
What?
Could you say that again?
Yes. What are we going to be hearing and experiencing, General Jameson, over the next few minutes?
Well, I don't know what you said, but what we're going to do here is I've called up a friend of mine who knows he has cocktails with a priest. And
so you have called out for a priest?
Yes, I have. We're going to perform, and hopefully, and I pray to God, and I'm not a praying man, but of course I realize now that something paranormal is living in my colon. The priest is going to have to perform an exorcism on my ass.
I understand.
It'll be an analism.
Yes. Is the priest there yet, General Jameson?
No, he's not, Art. He's late. I called him earlier and... Well, hold on. That might be him right now.
Hello, Father.
How are you doing tonight? Everything all right?
No, it's not going too good.
I hear your ass is possessed. Call it out to me. There's no problem at all. I'll see what I can do. Say, have you got a drink in the place at all? Don't mean to be a bother, but, you know, man's mouth gets a little dry.
Not at all, Father. There's a bottle of J&B there over the refrigerator.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, nice cozy place you got here. We'll get that good damn demon out of your ass in no time. Don't you worry about it, okay?
Yes, Father.
Now, what is going on, General Jameson? We are overhearing the Father.
What is your name, Father?
I'm Father Billy. You can call me Father Will, call me Father Willem, call me Father Gwillem, whatever you like. People come from the old country. Father Willie.
Father Willie is here from the parish. And
now, what is this about a demon living in your butt?
Yes, I...
Did you tell him what the problem was?
Yes, I did. I placed a call to the parish, and I said my ass is possessed, and they immediately sent a priest over.
Well, don't worry about that, General, because I'm well-trained in the art of analism, so don't worry. Well-trained in the art of the ass.
Well, I feel... I'm scared, Art.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. What you're about to hear is an exorcism on our show. This has never been done before. Let's listen.
All right, just go ahead and lay down there, son. Lay down, face down, that's right.
Well, I'm scared.
Don't worry, your ass is in good hands.
Well, that's great.
All right. You comfy?
Yeah, just don't get cute, okay?
I'm not going to get cute. Everything's going to be fine, son.
I don't like laying face down with a priest around.
You'll have to remove your pants.
All right, my pants are coming off now.
Hey, not bad.
Watch it, okay?
Not a problem. The power in me compels the demon out of your ass. Go away, demon. Go far, far away. Go away. Do you mind if I get another drink?
No, no, go ahead. Get the bottle out of the kitchen, for Christ's sake, if you got to keep going back and forth. And
What is going on now, General Jameson?
Art, what's happening is the father went to get another drink. I'm laying here with my pants off, face down on a table on a Friday night with a priest in my apartment. So,
you feel good?
I feel great.
All right.
The demons are apparently parched, so I went to get myself a drink.
That's fine, Father. Please get the demon out of my ass.
I had spread.
But I'm spread all the way.
Spread!
All right, Jesus.
By the power in me, vested in me by Mother Church in Rome, I order the demon inside of your ass out. Out, demon. Get out, demon. Come on, you big damn... That's got it. Oh, man, what are you eating?
Forget... Well, I'm sorry.
Well, Jesus, man. Light a match in here. And the demon is out.
So the demon is out?
It's out, yeah. Get out of here and take the bottle with you, you bum.
Goddamn chili maker.
Well, whatever.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Fascinating. Pardon me.
From high atop the Sunset Strip, the Vegas Strip. This is Joe.
That's all right, Joe. You're doing fine.
All right.
Just start again.
Live atop the, by where I live, over the Vegas Strip, this is Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks 99. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We'll give you the matchups, and then I'm going to tell you which teams are going to win and which teams are going to lose based upon whether or not I survive an automobile accident. Let's give you the matchups. Green Bay at Chicago, New Orleans at Atlanta, San Francisco at Cincinnati, Tennessee at Baltimore, Arizona at Philadelphia at Arizona, Cleveland at San Diego, Dallas at New England. For the big Monday night game, it'll be Minnesota, Tampa Bay, Indianapolis at Miami, the New York Jets at the New York Giants, the St. Louis Rams at Carolina, Washington at Detroit, Kansas City at Denver, Seattle at Oakland. Now, I'll get into this automobile, and I'm going to drive it straight ahead into a brick wall. If I survive the accident, all the home teams will win. If I die, all the visiting teams will win. Let me start the car now. Watch me! Here it is!
Okay, I'm alive! That means all of us...
Here, hold on. Here's the phone, Joe.
Thank you. I survived.
Hold him up. Pull him out of the car.
Will you please get me to a hospital?
Give him a pick first.
Please get me to a hospital.
Just tell him.
I survived, and that means all the home teams are going to win this week.
He's collapsing again. Go on. All right, close it out.
What?
Close it out. Do it the way you do it.
I've been in a major automobile accident. I need a hospital.
Close it out.
This is Joe DiCaprio with the NFL picks on the Philly show.
Darrell Weber here. Is Joe going to be all right? We're going to close out this Friday night. That white man's tough. He's right in with Brick Wall. Hell, I'm going with Joe Dickhead this week. Phil Henry Show, Darrell Weber here. This is the Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. I know my wife is listening right now. I don't want you getting in a car with no white man tonight. I know Joe is supposed to give you a ride home. You all right, Joe?
I don't feel so good.
You hang around for the ambulance. I've been gone too long, stumbling down this dusty road. Been through all kinds of weather, got a little out of control. But I love to get by, from show to show. With the passion potion. All right. Yeah. All right. Now, you listen up. I want you all to listen up. That's a great song. It's called Gone Too Long. It's Daryl Weber here on Funky Chicken Cacophony. Look at Jamboree. Now, I'm going to get on the phone here, and I got a contestant tonight in Los Angeles. How you all doing tonight?
Real good, Daryl. I love your program very much. It's real good.
All right. Now, you just heard that song, Gone Too Long. Now, you know what? You can win a contest. You win a bag of lunch that my wife made.
Now, that's out of sight.
All right. I'm going to let you win a bag of lunch my wife made if you can tell me who was just singing that song.
That's easy. That was Stevie Ray Vaughan.
No, it wasn't.
What?
No, it was not Stevie Ray Vaughan. You lose.
What the hell are you trying to do, nigga? I told that.
You don't call me that. I said I told you that, not Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, who was it then?
That was Corey Stevens.
Were you white?
They're both white.
Oh, man. Who? Corey, who? Man, that is not fair. You promised me a sack of your old lady's lunch. And now I got you buffalo me, man, with the wrong thing. I think that's wrong. That's very, very wrong. In this day and age, that's wrong.
Well, you lose. You can try again next week, but I would not know Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was Corey Stevens, all right? Now you can go double or nothing if you want. If you hear this song here.
Yeah. You want me to beg
you, baby? This a brother?
No, that's a white man.
You lose again. You want me to beg you, baby? No lunch for you.
Oh, man, dude. Well, I'm down on my bending knee. I'm begging, please. I'm begging, please come back to me. I thought when you left.
When's this guy gonna be done?
I admit I was wrong, baby.
Oh, man.
And I know I need you too. Yeah, Daryl, when this song ends next week, could I make a request?
Sure. But if you don't come on home, what in the world am I going to do? I know Johnny Copeland. He ain't that unhappy. He's putting it on. You want me to beg, baby? Well, I'm down on my bending knee. I'm begging, please. I'm begging, please come back to me.
You know, I tell you, I played a lot of rhythm blues. I played all kind of blues music in my life. That is the saddest man I ever heard in my life. I ain't never heard a man sadder than that, and I had never heard a man so sad he can't hold a tune. Or you know, like, I mean, that song just sucked, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Dad, that's no good. And
what are you still doing on my phone?
I'm waiting to win a sack of lunch.
All right. Well, hold the line. Daryl Weber here. This is the Funky Chicken Cacophony. Look at Jamboree. And I'm filling in here. Our Phil Henry Show every Friday night. We do this. You stick around, or we'll be right back. Oh, we got another tune we're going to rock. Well, let's hope he's happier than that last sucker. Now, this guy sounds like he's got a little bit of joy. And, you know, maybe eat some of my wife's lunch, you know. I can't stand here in a sad black man, you know. I hope this man's got a little bit of joy in his life.
You know, I like it, Daryl. I like this. This to pick it up, man. All around the world, I love this, you know.
All right, Ike Turner.
I thought he was happy, but he can't be. He's in jail. Scratch that happy part.
Wait a minute, he's out? Yeah, he's happy again. I got my clothes in a matchbox. I won't forget about you. I've said it a minute time, but I never could do it. You believe me, baby. This time I'm through. I got my clothes in a matchbox. I'm Turner here, Funky Chicken Cacophony, Nick and Jamboree, Daryl Weber show here on the Phil Henry Show, Daryl Weber here, and at Ike Turner, and that's a song called Matchbox. And we'll be back with more here on the Funky Chicken Cacophony, Nick and Jamboree, right after this, and this, and something else too. One more thing. About three things. Y'all, welcome back here on a Friday night. Yeah, I want to check out. I want to thank everybody who was involved and helped me do this tonight. This is Daryl Weber. You know, every Friday night I sit down and do a Funky Chicken Cacophony Liquor Jamboree. Yeah, and, of course, my wife is waiting at home for me. She made some chicken cacciatore. And I don't know what. I have no idea what that is. Now, I know I love to eat, but I have no idea what chicken cacciatore is. I'm very worried. I don't mind telling you, I'm a little bit scared. Because I have no idea what chicken cacciatore is, and I have to eat it when I get home tonight. Because I don't turn my nose up my wife's cooking. If I say no, I will not eat that. There's no such thing as me saying I will not eat her cooking, because I'm gonna have to eat it one way or another. Either I eat it willingly and voluntarily, or she's gonna force it into my mouth one way or another. Use a broom handle, use a hand. One time she took the palm of her hand, like the heel of her hand, and shoved a whole pork loin in me. Right into me. So I can't say no. And I hope to God that what she's cooking for me tonight is we playing that commercial? And it just sounds like that commercial, don't it? I hope to God what she's playing to cook for me tonight is something I can eat. It's Daryl Weber here. I'll see you next week on a Phil Henry Show. I don't know.
I don't care what others say. Yeah, that's what it is.